This is the October 7th meeting of the PNB Governance Committee. I'm the chair, George Reiter. I guess I'll call the roll. Vanessa, do you have the roll in front of you?
I do not. I'm not at a computer.
Okay, I'll call the roll. Let's see. Lona Elias. Mal Bernstein.
Yep.
Adriana Casaneva.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Benito Diaz. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Present.
I'm sorry, George. Benito, we received an email from Benito asking for an excused absence.
Okay, there are no excused absences actually on the committees, but we'll take note of the fact he's not going to be here. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman?
Here.
Kim Kaufman? Kim Kaufman?
Here. Here.
Oh, good. Nancy Saibara Narutomi?
Present.
Pat Logan? Tony Norman? Andrea Pritchett? George Reiter, I'm here. Lawrence Reyes?
I'm here, George.
Serene Roberts? Manije Sava? Margie Wilkinson?
I'm here.
Okay, that's nine. That makes quorum.
Great. Yeah, hello, George?
Yes.
John Zenger, I'm here too.
Okay.
William Hare Wagon.
I'm sorry, William. I just skipped over your name. You're on the list. Okay, that makes 11. That's way quorum. Vanessa just circulated some minutes a little while ago, but we have a standing rule for the committee that we won't consider them until people have had 7 days to look at them. So take a look at the minutes. Send any corrections that you see to Vanessa, and we'll approve them or not at the next meeting. You all have the agenda. Are there any additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Put it that way. Okay, good. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. The first item on the agenda is a motion that was actually crafted between Margie and myself in response to a discussion on the PNB at the last last but one meeting, where people wanted more access to the communication between the IED and our FCC lawyer, John Kriegler. So you have it in front of you. I need to bring it up for myself. Are there any comments about it? Let me read it for the benefit of the stream. So this is called a motion on communication with FCC lawyer. In order to facilitate the free flow of information to the board directs the ED or IED to forward without delay any communications from our FCC lawyer concerning offers with regard to the sale or modification of the licenses at any of the five network stations, any changes in CPB regulations, any specific communications from the CPB regarding the five stations. For inquiries from the directors requesting specific information, the ED or IED will forward to the board within 3 days, a time certain for the information to be forwarded, which will in any case be forwarded within the 10-day period required by California law. So it's are there any comments on that? Any objections to that? This would become, if the board approves it, this would become a standing rule for the board.
This is Margie. I support the motion completely, but I just want to talk about an experience we had this week where there was a director's request which, because we hadn't figured out ahead of time how much time it would take, took way more time than we actually had. It was very difficult. It took up one staff, basically most of the working day of one staff member. And I don't know exactly what to do about that, because it wasn't like anybody did anything wrong. It was just like we hadn't anticipated how much time would be involved in fulfilling such a request. So I like the motion. I approve of it. As George said, he and I worked on it together, and I'm certainly happy to do it as long as I'm in this chair. But I do want to warn people that sometimes we may run into a situation where fulfilling a request may take much more time than we had anticipated, and I don't know exactly how to deal with that. But anyway, I just wanted to share that experience with people.
Any other comments about it?
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, not having heard this PNB meeting, what were the contra arguments or discussions about why this is necessary?
Well, people, Margie, do you want to speak to that?
Well, I think both. I think I wanted some clarity about how to deal with information requests, and I think people, wanted a clear idea of what would happen and what wouldn't happen. There was some expression of the idea that somehow all of the communications between the national office and John Krigler should be forwarded to the PNB list, and John didn't think that was a very useful idea, and neither did I. So this seemed like a really good compromise. It captured the concerns that people expressed on the meeting of the kind of information they wanted to get, and it's, you know, sort of a clear statement of what is required, so that there's not ambiguity, and we can all work together. I guess that's, I don't know, George, does that cover it?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think people felt, you know, rightly or wrongly, that they weren't getting the information, and there wasn't any procedure for when they should get the information.
Right.
And so that was creating some conflict that really doesn't need to be there.
Hi, Adriana, for the start.
Yeah, Adriana.
Yes. I believe that for what I heard and from the PNB meetings that I think that I was on, this is an ongoing problem. Normally, the PNB feels, I mean, the reality is the people in the national office and the executive director or interim executive directors or the CFO, they have a very specific set of, I mean, tasks that they need to perform. And the PNB sometimes feels that we are not receiving the information on time to make corrections if we have to. I think this, the CPB have to do what happened last year and the year before even, when we know that the CPB was sending us different, requests, and we at the station, we didn't know. I think that this is important because the CPB guidelines and the relationship with the FCC have a lot to do with all the stations, and we all suffer if we don't follow and if we don't know, and we cannot tell our stations what to do about the specific issues. I think that it's very important that we have that in place, and that constitutes the standing rules for the future. This is not a political thing. That I think that has to do just with the necessity of the PNB to bring to their own stations the reason and what's going on to solve the issues that arise. That's it.
John Wengery, into the queue, please.
Hi, John.
Well, I have a basically a technical comment. I think that
with a modern smartphone, assuming that it's working properly, it's trivial to do this, to fulfill this request in 1 to 10 minutes. So, for example, if there are any written communications, you know, emails that are sent from Krigler to the committee or from the committee to the National Board to Krigler, if any written documents can simply be forwarded via email to the Governance Committee and to the PNB, and that only takes, let's just say generously, it might take as long as 1 minute. Should probably take about 5 seconds once you get your email. And the second thing is with regard to the verbal communications, it's a trivial matter to put an app on your phone. I have 3 or 4 that I can use to tape record. Well, I say tape record. I really mean audio record the content of a telephone call onto your smartphone. And then that document, that audio recording document, can be sent via email as an attachment to the Governance Committee and to the PNB. And that should take another, you know, 1 minute maximum. So if you're assuming your phone is working and you know how to use your phone and run these things, it should take 2 minutes, but let's just say generously 10 minutes if you're having a bad day with your phone. So taking more than a day would just seem to be a matter of people not learning the technology we have in the fall of 2014. And so it's a trivial matter to do, and we should just task our responsible people to learn the technology so they can fill this task in the 10 minutes or so that's appropriate. So I'm strongly in favor of this. We need to move fast because the right is attacking Pacifica, and we need to keep ourselves informed of these important discussions with Krigler because it has to do with FCC rules. Okay, and that's it. I'm done. If I went too fast, I'd be happy to elaborate or something, but I hope that's clear. Are there any questions?
Oh, so anyone else want to comment?
Yeah, William Hairwagon again.
William, let me just see if there's somebody who hasn't spoken yet. Is there anybody who hasn't spoken yet that wants to make a comment?
I just have one more comment. You have, when, before you tape record a call, you have to say, this call could be recorded for quality assurance purposes, that kind of stuff.
Go ahead, William.
I'm not 100% sure this falls in the purview of the Governance Committee. That's number one. Number two, just technically, if this does get approved, I don't see the necessity to put in there individual requests from directors being copied to everybody, and everything must be answered. And anyway, even if they are answered, the questions, it should be a response, not an answer, because maybe that information isn't available, or maybe it's inappropriate. So that phraseology should be changed to a response, because specific information might not be available.
Do you want to amend it to change information to response in the sentence where it says, a time certain,
yes,
for the information to be forwarded?
Yes.
Okay.
But
let's speak to that for a moment.
I'm not in favor of the motion altogether. I don't know where it comes that the Governance Committee is doing this and that we should be involved with bylaws and things like that. This doesn't seem like it necessarily comes from this committee. Thank you.
George.
Well, William.
Mark, he wants to be on the list, George.
Yeah, this is William. Yeah, I do want to change that one word, information, to a response, and I'll probably vote against it, but it'll probably win, so I might as well get at least that modification in.
Okay, good, Margie.
Lawrence to the stack, too.
Margie, then Lawrence.
Okay, I just want to say that, you may be right, William. I approached George about dealing with this here because I felt like it would be useful to have something like this in place. So if it's the wrong place, it's really my fault. I don't know. I looked at our committees, and it seemed to me that this committee was perhaps the one where it made the most sense to talk about it. And I think, that from my perspective, the main point is that it's hard to deal with these things when there's no clear policy, when you're just sort of like, you know, trying to figure it out and trying to juggle about a million balls in the air at the same time. So from my perspective, this is very helpful because it sets out clear parameters, as you know, sitting in the national office and trying to sort out what I should be doing. This seems to make sense to me. So that's all. I just wanna say that, and clarify the fact that this wasn't something that George dreamed up. I contacted him and said, could we do this through the governance committee?
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, so I have to respectfully disagree with my friend William in regards to, if it doesn't come here, then where would it go? I think this is P&B Governance Committee, and I think it should have purview or at least the discretion to, you know, help the IED or the ED or the board as well. That's what committees are for, is to help the board. So that's, you know, I'm leaning on voting for this. So, you know, if you could tell me where else would it go, you know, other than maybe the coordinating committee, you might go there. I don't know. But if William could tell me, where would it go if not here, then I would be inclined to agree with him. Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yeah, William.
Let me speak first, William, because just to respond to what you said. I mean, it seems to me appropriate for the governance committee. I mean, we're supposed to be looking at how the organization runs. A standing rule is has an effect on how the organization runs, and it makes sense to pass it through committee. That's usually a good thing to do, so we can have some, you know, discussion on it. So it seems to me that it's well within the purview of the governance committee. Okay, you're on.
William? Okay. If it is going to be a standing rule, it might be appropriate. I know other things that have become standing rules haven't had the phrase in it, but I think we should add the phrase, this will be a standing rule. So it'll be clear that this is a standing rule. And I also think that any individual could have brought this up at the P&B. Everything does not have to come from a committee. Thank you.
That's certainly true. Does anyone else want to speak to this?
George? Now,
again.
George?
If Mal, did you want to speak?
Yes.
And then Vanessa?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question terms of process, but go ahead.
I on the issue of whether this is appropriate for the governance committee, it seems to me that to become a standing rule, somebody has to adopt it. Now, I have no idea if we are allowed in the governance committee to adopt standing rules for the operation of the organization, but if we are, this is the place for it. But in my several years on the governance committee, no one has ever proposed a standing rule. So I'm at sea. Can we pass those?
Well, let me be clear. We can't pass a standing rule. All we can do is forward this to the PNB,
okay.
And the nature of the thing makes it a standing rule. We can recommend it. That's all we can do, and that's what we're really tasked to do.
All right.
Jess, did you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, before we vote on it, I'm not at a computer, which disadvantages me. So if you wouldn't mind reading it with whatever, you know, edits have been proposed before we vote.
Well, let me read it with the amendment in place. And could we vote on the amendment? Is there any objection to going ahead and voting on the amendment?
Lona Elias on the, just joined the call. So apologize for being late.
That's okay, Lona. Glad you're here.
Please, Adriana, point of information.
Yes, Adriana.
I don't understand what exactly where the which the amendment is. Please, can you?
I'm gonna read it right now.
We don't have exact wording yet.
It's disappeared from my. I see what's happened.
I don't think we have exact wording yet. We just have the suggestion by Hairwagon to make it clear within the rule that it is in fact a standing rule.
No, we don't have. He didn't actually make that as a motion. He did make a motion to the effect that we would. That we would replace the word information in the last sentence by response. So let me read the last sentence of the proposal as it stands. For inquiries from directors requesting specific information, the ED or IED will forward to the board within 3 days a time certain for the information to be, and that's the way it reads now, a time certain for the information to be forwarded. It would be changed to, and this is William's amendment, a time certain for the response to be forwarded, which will in any case be forwarded within the 10-day period required by California law. So that's the amendment. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, hearing none, then that's it's amended. Is there any objection to going to vote on the entire... well, let me read it. Let me read the whole thing. And then we'll see if there's any objection. So as it now reads, it says, in order to facilitate the free flow of information to the board directs the ED or IED to forward without delay any communications from our FCC lawyer concerning offers with regard to the sale or modification of the licenses at any of the 5 network stations, any changes in CPB regulations, any specific communications from the CPB regarding the five stations. For inquiries from the directors requesting specific information, the ED or IED will forward to the board within 3 days, a time certain for the response to be forwarded, which will in any case be forwarded within the 10-day period required by California law. Is there any objection to going ahead with a vote on this?
Yeah, I object, but George, in my view, may I speak to it?
Yeah, sure.
I just think this is pretty critical stuff, and I think it should be essentially the same day. As I already expressed, this could be done within 10 minutes if a person knows how to run a smartphone, and therefore, I don't see that this I can't remember the exact wording. Is it 3 days or time certain?
Within 3 days, a time certain would be given. But, you know, John, you missed something at the very beginning, which Margie said, and let me just repeat the sense of that. She was recently asked for something which required much more time to dig it up. It wasn't so matter of communicating it, sending out an email or anything. It took time to research it and find it, much apparently a whole day's work by one staff member. So we can't ask that, you know, an arbitrary request for information be responded to in such a short time. This was Margie's best estimate of when she'd be able to say, okay, I can get this for you in this much time.
Okay. And how quickly what is our standard for getting? See, John Kriegler is an expert, and we have people working within Pacifica who are not experts on FCC law. So it seems to me that the time required to get information from John Kriegler forwarded to the governance committee and perhaps the entire PNB should be basically same day within an hour. Now, I understand that if Kriegler says, ask a question and says, well, what is the answer to this? You know, then that could require Margie and the staff to do some research and that could take time. So that direction makes sense. But as far as getting information from the other half of the conversation, I think it should be almost real time.
Do you want to make an amendment, John?
Well, I'm just thinking about it a little bit here. I'm just kind of thinking in real time as I speak.
Who else wanted to go to the staff?
I guess, Lauren, there's another voice. The amendment would be that information from Krieger,
Adriana.
Information from Krieger shall be reported immediately to the governance committee and the board. And with regard to the other end of it, the information has to be researched. I would benefit from knowing the nature or what information was required to be looked up and researched by a national office person. Well, I know, but what was the nature of the information that took the research? Why did it take it?
I'll take that as a question if Margie would like to answer it.
I can respond to that, sure.
Go ahead.
What was requested was copies of bank statements, and we don't keep since 2012. I'm not exactly sure about that. We don't keep hard copies of bank statements; they're maintained electronically, and it took a very long time to pull those documents together, make copies. And because the request was to take the copies out of the office, we determined that it was important that we redact the account numbers, just because we didn't want copies of bank statements with our account numbers out there in the world. And nobody, this is not a problem. Nobody knew how long it was going to take. And, I just want to say that I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the person who is... John Wanger. I'm sure you're right about instantaneously transmitting information, and it's my impression that the part about Krieger giving us information does say it goes practically instantaneously. It's the question of requested documents that may need some extra time. Am I wrong about that?
It says forward without delay any communications from our FCC lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. So that's not the issue, John. That's there. Forward it immediately. I get that. I understand that. I think that's perfectly reasonable. That is not the same thing as responding to information requests from individual board members or from groups of board members. That's all.
Okay.
No, John, you can. Lawrence, and then Adriana, and then Vanessa. I think it was Vanessa. Did I hear somebody else?
Adriana was asking for the stack, and Serene would like to be added.
Okay, so it was Serene that I heard. Okay.
I think Adriana was actually before me, George. I could go after her.
Well, she wasn't actually. You were first, Lawrence. But if you'd like.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter to me. I just think.
Point of information?
Yes, what's your point of information, John?
What is a document? Is not an electronic document a document? Document used to be paper back in the 1700s. Now it's an electronic document. So why can't a document be sent in 10 minutes?
Can you join a border?
Yeah, that's not a point. The point of information, John. You can get back on the stack again if you'd like. But that's not a point of information. It's an argument.
The question is, what's a document?
John, I'm gonna call. Okay, I'm gonna put you back on the stack if you like after Serene.
Please. But knowing what a document, it would clarify what this whole discussion is.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Did Lona ask to be added to the stack?
When did you ask? I thought it was a woman's voice. I thought it was Vanessa's. It was probably yours.
It was Lona to the stack. And okay. Is it my turn? Because I thought I asked before.
No, it's not. I think you're after Adriana.
Actually, I think I was before, but that's okay.
Okay.
I guess the question is to you, George, in regards to what the bylaws say in regards to requests, that they have to be accommodated within a reasonable time. Is that accurate? And if that's the case, then this one sunsets that bylaws request for directors to get information within a reasonable time. Is that the case?
I don't know exactly what the bylaws say about reasonable time, but I gather from Margie that it's actually California law that you've got 10 days to respond to a request from the board. And so that's built into this.
Okay, thank you. That was my question.
Yeah. Adriana, and then Lona, Serene, and then John.
Yes. First of all, I think that we are mistaking the motion itself is very clear. It doesn't mention anywhere that need to come to the governance committee or any other committee. This is specifically about talking the ID or ED and the PMB. It's exactly what the motion is about. The second thing that we are mistaking here is we are not saying that the communication need to be immediately sent. What we are understanding rules, and understanding rules, even if this committee approves a motion that will be an standing rule, will present it to the PMB, and the PMB will accept or not adding this motion as an standing rule. That's it. Thank you.
Lona.
Okay, with the discussion that has flowed, I'm almost lost. I thought we were discussing the objection to the motion. That's what I thought was what was happening here. And I just wanted to say, as someone has said already, that it seems to have gotten lost somewhere in the ethers, that it says that in order to facilitate the free flow of information, that any communication from the lawyer, I'm cutting it, shall be immediately, without delay. So to address the objection specifically, that's already in the motion itself, that any communication from the lawyer would be presented to the board without delay. So that's already there. That was a concern that I heard, that, you know, why should it take so many days in order for anything to come from the attorney, and I'm saying it's already addressed in the motion. I don't understand what this other discussion is about. Thank you.
Serene.
So before I speak, can I hear the motion in its current state?
In order to facilitate the free flow of information to the board directs the ED or IED to forward without delay any communications from our FCC lawyer concerning offers with regard to the sale or modification of the license at any of the five network stations, any changes in CPB regulations, any specific communications from the CPB regarding the five stations. For inquiries from directors requesting specific information, the ED or IED will forward to the board within 3 days a time certain for the response to be forwarded, which will in any case be forwarded within the 10-day period required by California law.
Okay. So a couple of things. Has anyone looked at the existing communication policy before creating this motion?
Do we have one?
Yes.
Oh.
I haven't.
Okay. Neither have I.
Okay.
Where do you think we would find it, Serene?
I know someone who might have it in their email. I can't direct you to a point on the web where we can find it. But that sort of takes us back to the other issue, which was trying to compile all of the previous motions and policies and so forth, or policies as indicated by the motion set previous boards or previous iterations of the National Board have passed, which is important because if we're talking, we could very well be undoing. We could be wasting time by doing something that's not necessary or undoing something which would actually require a two-thirds vote, but we don't know that because we haven't looked at the existing policy. I'm leery of the blurring of the lines between governance and management. I'm going to vote against this motion, but at the very least, it should be amended to say 3 working days rather than 3 days. And the word immediate in business is, like, almost meaningless. I don't even know that 3 days is necessarily reasonable, but is California 10 business days or just 10 days period?
I think it's 10 days. I'm pretty sure. I could check that, but I'm pretty sure. You know what, Serene, I just found in Guma's, this thing that Greg Guma put together, a whole pile of policies on communications that were promulgated in from 2004 to 2006. I apologize for not having looked here previously.
No, I have a motion. And no need to apologize. It's, you know, it's a bit of a hodgepodge. Things haven't been properly tracked. But I thought we had set up a task force on this committee to dig through that stuff. I thought George was heading it or something. I don't remember the details. But I want to propose that we table the existing motion, the motion currently under discussion, and go back and look at what exists before we try to create something that we expect to be an improvement. So that's my motion to table.
Okay. I guess you can do that in committee. It's not discussable.
Point of order, Chair.
What's that?
Point of order, it's not debatable, right?
That's what I said. It's not discussable. So let me just take the vote on. There's also something in committee that you can't terminate discussion, but I'll just assume that it can actually move the table in committee until I can figure out whether that's really true or not. Okay, so the motion will be, let me see, I need to get up the, sorry, I need to get up the roll. So this is a motion to table. Lona Elias.
No.
Mal Bernstein.
No.
Adriana Castanova.
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roma.
Yes.
William Heerwagen. William, I can't hear you. You're muted. Undo yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi. Nancy? Can't hear you, Nancy.
Abstain.
Pat Logan? Sorry? Is that Nancy?
Nancy said abstain.
Pat Logan, Tony Norman, Andrea Pritchett. I'm going to pass for the moment. Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence? Yes. Yes.
Serene?
Yes.
Manager Saba, John Wenger?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to abstain. It's 7-4-2. The motion is tabled. We'll move on to the next.
George, this is Margie. I'm going to send to the committee right now the things I found in the Guma document on communication policies. There's a bunch of stuff. And anyway.
Okay, good.
Okay.
We'll take a look at that and bring this back if need be next time.
Right.
Serene, this is Kim.
I heard Serene first and then Kim.
So I apologize for being late, and I don't have computer access. I don't have access to the agenda. But I actually want to ask if a particular thing is on the agenda, and if not, I'd like to propose it. I know it would now, at this point, require 2/3. Is there any discussion about the bylaw revision, any further bylaw revisions this year?
Well, actually, I would like information as well. Did the Okay. Margie, did the ability to have two bylaws amendments in a year without a two-thirds vote of the PNB, did that pass and get three?
Yes, George, I explained it to our LSB in the last meeting. Yes, that passed three station plus the PNB.
Okay.
It's on the official website. It's on the main website.
Okay, I hadn't seen that. So, Serene, do you want to move to modify the agenda and put that on as the? I can tell you what's there if you'd like, or do you just want to do it anyway?
If this is not there, I'd like to add it. I don't want to, you know, waste other people's time if you've already looked at the agenda. That's fine.
Well, we could add it to the end and just continue. I don't think there'd be any objection to that.
How far is the end?
Next item is discussion of the confidentiality policy. After that is the role of governance in the elections process. And after that was the supposed move by KPF, movement at KPFT to separate from the network.
Okay. So I would not want it at the end. And again, I apologize for being late. And I did not, I haven't had email access these past few days. Otherwise, I would have raised this with you guys before. But I'm hoping we can maybe devote 10 minutes to discussing it now.
Adriana,
would you like to modify the agenda and put it next in order?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. It does require two-thirds.
Point of information, George. I just wanted to ask Serene for does she want to make a motion? Does she want to just discuss it? I mean, is she trying to accomplish something?
Yes. Thank you. I was going to ask her to justify why she should do that. Why we should do that. So,
yeah.
Serene, what is it you want to have happen? Adriana. Okay.
Yes. What I'm thinking. We have here the, not the next one, the other one.
Adrian, I'm sorry. I wanted to give Serene a chance.
Oh, okay. I want to point at something that is in the agenda that is a member that is not here. I don't know if we can replace that item. That was my suggestion. That's all.
Well, we certainly can. Serene, did you want to motivate this?
I will. It's a time-sensitive issue, so I would like to make sure we get it in tonight. And my phone is dying, so I'd like to make sure we get it in the next 20 minutes because I don't think I have much more battery life than that. But it's to update people about the status of the last round of amendment and to discuss whether or not it is feasible and desirable to try to get another in this year. So that's why it's time-sensitive.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. This was about the attempted secession of a station?
No. I think I got what Serene was wanted to do, which is to put on the agenda a question of whether it's desirable and timely enough for us to have another round of bylaws amendments. We're allowed to do it now that the bylaws amendment is passed, and Serene is saying, I want to put this at the top of the agenda. It's important. We should discuss
gotcha.
It and decide whether or not we should go forward and have another round, basically.
Okay.
In which case, we need to create a timeline. Kim, you had been on the stack. Is there anything you want to say about the question of moving it forward? I'm sorry, not moving it forward, of putting this on the agenda now.
Well, I wanted to be on the stack before that was put on the agenda. And one thing was, I hadn't heard the agenda. I don't know if you read it in the beginning. I don't know if I was late, or I didn't hear it being read. I didn't hear us approving the agenda.
No, we did. I didn't read it, but I asked if everybody had it. They said there was no objection to approving the agenda.
Okay, well, I didn't hear that because, you know, I'm in my car. So, I wanted to add the issue of this PD hire issue that there's some controversy over because that motion is not being followed. And what, you know, did we want to do something about that? That's number one. And I don't know if procedurally I can do that now.
Okay, it's the same situation as Serene's. It needs a two-thirds vote.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is to take a vote on Serene's, or perhaps
if... Let me just say one more thing, and then we can do that. If, regarding Greg Gumer's list of stuff, I want to see the minutes that these supposedly were passed, because it doesn't really relate. I mean, it's just, you know, a list of stuff. In order for me to really, you know, see it as credible, I want to see the minutes to go along with these. You know, if it really passed, by who, how much. And, again, just because those are there doesn't mean that stuff didn't come after that would supersede them. So those are my two issues. Only the first requires action. Thank you.
Okay.
What kind of information?
Yes, John, go ahead.
I assumed I could find... the agenda in my email, and I was mistaken, so my question is, what is the current agenda, the content?
Well, I sent everybody on GovList just a little while ago.
I couldn't find it.
Present agenda is...
George,
oh.
I can explain that.
Okay, can't explain it.
Yes, the agenda was sent in the same email that we receive, the whole group received from the PMB at kpft-x.org, said the number we should dial, said the code, and at the bottom said agenda, and there is the whole agenda. And was sent October 7, 2014 at 7...
Point of order, Chair?
7:30 p.m., yeah. Say.
Yeah. What's your point of order, John? Lawrence.
So my point of order is that the agenda already has been approved. And, I mean, it's very courteous of you to be able to answer some of these questions. But perhaps this could be remedied by emailing the agenda again, the approved agenda. I know modifications and amendments are being proposed now, but I believe this discussion is kind of out of order.
So,
I'm not on order. I can't vote on whether to change the agenda unless I know what the current agenda is. Just read it to me. And
John, please, John, you're out of order now. Lawrence made a point of order. It's up to me to respond to it. In terms of the existence of the agenda, it's on kpftx.org and will always be on kpftx.org before the meeting. In terms of, it was sent out just a half hour ago on GovList, and I'm going to read what it was.
Was sent at 5:29 a.m.
Adriana, you're also out of order. I did send it out on GovList. I got it back myself. I assume people got it, but in any case, I'm about to read the what's on the agenda. The next item is one by Mal Bernstein. It's to consider the confidentiality policy. The one after that is by Maria Castellanos, Maria Elena Castellanos, which is to the role of the Governance Committee in elections. And the one after that is a motion which I think was by Lawrence, which is to discuss putative initiatives to secede at KPFT. So that's what remains on the agenda. The next item would be considering the confidentiality policy if we don't approve Serene's motion. I do believe it's possible that it's okay to modify the agenda later on, and it does require two-thirds, and I think that's true in committee as well. So I'm going to accept Serene's motion. So that's what's on the floor at the moment, is whether or not you want to, in fact, stick that as the next item on the agenda, a consideration of whether we want to have another round of bylaws and is it timely, and if so, if we do, when do we want to start them? So is there any objection to considering Serene's motion? I'm sorry, we're considering it. Is there any objection to Serene's motion?
Yeah, I object.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so I need to take the roll then, and we'll do so immediately. So a yes vote is to put Serene's motion with regard to the bylaws, the next bylaw, round of bylaws on the agenda immediately next. A no vote says, no, we're not going to do that, and we're going to go on to what's on the agenda now, which is consideration of the confidentiality policy. And it requires two-thirds to pass. So, Lona Elias?
Is there a discussion for this? Can we not even have a one-sentence discussion of why one would be for or against this thing?
Oh, no. Didn't I just ask if... Well, I'm sorry. I may have been terminating discussion prematurely. No, of course you can. Go ahead.
Okay. I think in general what Serene proposes is a good idea. I just don't think it should be in the meeting tonight. I think we should just handle that via email, and if necessary, schedule, if it's even urgent, schedule another meeting quicker. But if not, just do it in a month. I think that I respond to bylaws issues best when they're in writing, and so I just think that we should handle it via email. And meanwhile, stick with the current agenda. It's got a lot of items in it. I'm done.
Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I think we can spend a little bit of time on the timeline. I think that's what Serene wanted to do. Isn't that right, Serene? Timeline, just briefly. We don't have much time. It's December is coming very soon. I think it would... I would like to spend get the group's input about the timeline if we're going to do this year.
Well, let me tell you right away that we do not have enough time. It takes 105 days. We don't have 105 days between now and the end of December, but it isn't necessary, as far as I read the bylaws, to complete these in the same year that you start them. We could discuss that.
I disagree with the timeline, and I would ask that you not jump the stack, George.
I'm sorry, I'm the chair, and I was responding to what she was asking.
Right, but your statement was not a fact. It was your opinion.
Well, you're quite willing to be on the stack to contradict it, Serene, but I'm entitled as the chair to participate in that way. So anyone else want to discuss the question of... putting the discussion of the bylaws and then another bylaws round.
I had a point of information. This is Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
My understanding is the KPFA, like, their vote was sort of problematic, and that's not a real vote.
Bullshit.
Well, okay. I'm going to accept that the vote was legitimate and that the we can discuss that too, but that would be another item on the agenda.
They
as stands now, it's listed on the
board.
It's listed on the Pacifica website as that amendment passed, and I don't if we want to raise that as an issue, we can do that as well, I suppose.
Well, I mean, that is an issue. They didn't convene a delegate meeting.
Point of order, Chair.
Point
of order, Chair.
Wow. Again, if you want to raise that as an issue, what's your point of order, Lawrence?
So my point of order is, isn't a point of information should be phrased in a form of a question and not an opinion or comment?
Is it in a point of a question? She said she thought that there was the vote was not legal because it was taken
right.
in.
That's not a question. That's a comment. That's an opinion.
She asked.
It was a question.
She did pose it as a question. It was fair.
May I get
it? Kim, the only thing I can say about that is if you want to discuss that tonight, you should vote for Serene's motion. And we can, because it's generally germane to the question of are we going to have a bylaws amendment round again. But if you want to discuss it separately, it would be another item to modify the agenda, require a two-thirds vote also.
All right.
So, anyone else want to speak to Serene's motion to put a discussion of having another bylaws round on the agenda tonight.
Hi, can you hear me, George?
I can, Serena. I can now.
I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't have the language in front of me, you know, for, what is it, Article 17, Section whatever, looking at amendments, but my recollection is that the only specific period that is mandated is the 45-day notice period. Everything else is within X number of days or within Y number of days, which means that those periods can be, if it's within 60 days, for example, it can happen from 1 to 60 days. That the only mandated period is the 45-day notice period. So, in fact, if the meetings are structured well or scheduled well, we could be looking at something that takes 47 days, 49 days. It need not take 105 as a maximum, which is what you quoted in response to someone's question, which is why I was arguing that I thought you were giving an opinion, not a fact. So I don't know if there's someone who can actually look at the language. I will point out that the 10 minutes I had asked for this, that was 13 minutes ago, and we could have actually gotten something done. But
well, you're correct. There's a 60-day period within which the LSPs have to act, but, of course, they could act sooner.
That's my point, George. It is within 60 days.
I'm agreeing with you.
It could be less.
I'm agreeing with
So then I don't understand your statement to someone that it takes at least 105 days.
It was incorrect. That's the maximum it could take. It has to be, yes. Anyone else want to speak to this?
Nancy Olmstead.
Yeah,
I regret my vote of abstention when we were voting on this because we had the same problem in KPFT and
we haven't voted on this yet.
Yeah, I know, but about, you know, having this on the agenda, you know, this waiting to checking to see if something has passed already, that's a good thing to do, but, you know, we have so much backlog and it'll take a long time to do, and I think we ought to go ahead and do something that will be making reform, and then if we find out later what we did was already done before, well, then that's too bad. Because I don't think we should wait, and we did this in KPFT because one of our board members insisted that we should not make any new motions of the standing rules until we document everything that we have done in the several years, and of course never got around to it. So I don't think we should wait to check. We can check later. That's all. Back to you.
Okay. Any other comments on Serene's motion? Okay.
Question.
Yes, Kim. I thought that was Kim. You had a question?
No, sorry, it was not me. No, somebody else. Not me.
Had a question. Okay. Are there any objections to moving to a vote on motion? Okay. Are there any objections to Serene's motion?
Would you please read it, George?
Well, I don't have it in writing, but it's the sense of it is we will discuss having another round of bylaws amendments this year. Serena, is that accurate enough?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So that's it. It's... again, do I have any objection to doing that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take the vote.
Oh, my God.
My computer just stopped. Just a second.
George, this is Nancy. Every time you talk, I hear your voice warbling at the end of your sentence. But when I hear other people talk, I don't hear that warbling. Is there something new about
it? I'm using the speakerphone, and I turn away sometimes. So I'm going to take the roll call now. I'm going to start from the bottom. Margie Wilkinson.
I vote yes. That means I'm voting to put this
yes,
on the agenda.
Yes, is to put it on the agenda and discuss it next.
okay.
John Wenger.
No.
Angie Savitz, Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Serene?
Yes.
Serene? Okay, yes.
Hear me now?
Uh-huh. Lawrence Rice? Lawrence?
I vote yes. Yes.
I'll pass. Andrea Pritchett, Tony Norman, Pat Logan, Nancy Saibara Naratomi?
Yes.
Yes. I got you. Kim Kaufman?
No.
William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman? Jose Luis? Can't hear you.
Wow.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Point of clarification, is the discussion time limited?
No.
I thought I remember something about 10 minutes.
You can't limit time on it. You can't limit time on it in a committee.
Yes, you can. You can set 10 minutes on
Green,
the agenda.
We discussed this before. I don't want to discuss it now. We're in the middle of a vote. It's Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Yeah, it's your vote, Vanessa.
Oh, boy. Pass.
Benito Diaz. Marilena Castellanos. Adriana Casanova.
Yes.
Mal Bernstein.
Yes.
Lorna Elias.
No.
Okay, I'll pass. I'll abstain. So the motion, the vote is 7-4, 3 against. So that's more than 2/3. So the next item to adjust.
I have, I'm sorry, George, but I have 8-3 and one abstention.
Point of information?
Fine. Can we just move on?
Yes. It passes in any case. somebody wanted a point of